The new Connect FM.
And it is 2:05. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
We've been connecting about the awful, awful tornado in Joplin, Missouri. This just on top of other disasters that have been happening this spring. We were talking with Bill Keller earlier, director of Champaign County Emergency Management Agency. We've talked with Ed Kieser, meteorologist, with some facts and figures. And so now on the phone with us is Jamie Davis. And Jamie is the Emergency Services Coordinator for American Red Cross here in Central Illinois. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking some time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You guys, the American Red Cross, I just spoke with a volunteer a couple of weeks ago who was in down south because of the Mississippi River flooding. And all of these tornadoes this spring, I mean...
It's been incredible. Just here in Champaign County alone, we've had 7 volunteers that have deployed down south to help folks. And I just got a phone call this morning. My last volunteer has returned. And then I got an email that I've got another one going back out tomorrow to go to Joplin.
Wow.
It's been busy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, what is up with this spring?
We were trying to figure that out. I have no idea. I'm just trying to make sure that the volunteers have the appropriate training that they need, making sure they get in the system when they say that they're available and want to go. Mm. I've had one volunteer, he came home, did a 23-hour turnaround, and went back out.
Wow.
So
some dedicated folks.
Yes. You know, when they're in volunteer mode, yes, they're very dedicated.
Well, I can imagine just the needs. I mean... thankfully, we haven't had anything like this happen in Champaign, okay? But what would happen, Jamie? Let's just, because I'm sure you guys, run through these little scenarios.
We always work with a lot of other businesses and not-for-profits and the fire and police. And we do exercises and drills all the time. What if?
So, now that this is all kind of like top of our mind as we're seeing these devastating pictures and hearing about the terrible loss of life, I mean, I would think that seeing somebody from the Red Cross would give me a little bit of hope, and it would be the one thing that's normal that I would be happy to see. You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Yeah.
When we put on the Red Cross vest, I mean, we want to be the knight in shining armor, but we're going in and we are trying to help these folks with just their basic needs, which is food, shelter, and clothing, and especially what we're moving folks into the Joplin areas for emotional support, mm-hmm. Mental health workers, because there's a lot of devastation in that area. And so we're just trying to get the shelters open and trying to take care of the folks as best we can.
So, what is the bullet point when something like this happens and you guys have to move and there's just nothing but a mess left behind? How do how do you guys mobilize, and what is the first thing you guys focus on?
Sheltering. Okay. The first thing you want to do is just make sure these folks have a place to lay down at night and be able to take a shower. Of course, when they're there, they get food. We bring in clothing for, if they've lost all their clothing, we'll bring in clothing and so that they have something to put on that's clean. Mm-hmm. And as I said, we get the mental health folks in because some people are just having a real hard time dealing with what's going on. We also do something that many folks aren't aware of. We have vehicles that are called ERVs, and that's an emergency response vehicle. It's basically the same. It's an ambulance that we've gutted out and refitted that we move food around in. And of course, Joplin, many of the homes are just totally devastated, but there are times when folks are in their homes and they don't want to leave and come to a Red Cross shelter. They may be concerned about looting, mm-hmm. or if they have pets, because we don't allow pets in a shelter, they will stay in their homes. And so we take the ERV out, and we have routes that we drive twice a day, and we take food to these people.
Wow. Well, and Ryan was sharing with us earlier her cousin, her cousin and family, they live there, and their home thankfully wasn't hit, just a couple of blocks away from homes that were completely destroyed, and now their home is kind of like a makeshift shelter for the neighborhood's kids.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. I'm sure, do you guys have situations like that where okay, my home wasn't hit. I can house people, and then we've kind of got a makeshift shelter here. Is that something that's typical?
No, Red Cross. I mean, that could be typical, and many people probably do that. But as far as Red Cross going in to help, that's not something that we do.
Okay.
We have shelter agreements throughout every county. And so I'm sure the folks there had shelter agreements, and they choose, you know, whichever school or church is not hit and available, and whether they have power or generators. And we open up shelters so we can get large numbers of people in.
I have never had to live in a shelter, and I just can't imagine what that would be. I'm a very private person. I have a routine. I think I would go mad.
When our volunteers go out, we have hardship codes that each disaster relief operation has a hardship code assigned to it, whether it's, you have to sleep on the floor. This is for the volunteers. Mm. If you have to stay at the shelter and sleep on cots with everyone else, if there's no indoor plumbing, so they'll have to use a porta potty, extreme heat or extreme cold, many of these that they have to look at and decide whether they can go on these conditions or not. And you know what? Most of them still go.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Bless their hearts.
We have wonderful volunteers in this area.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
You know, because this spring, they're just needed. You guys are stretched all over the
place.
We're
going crazy. As a matter of fact, I had just emailed one of my coworkers. We are supposed to have an IRV training here at the Champaign office June 4th. It's not going to go. The IRV is deployed down into Missouri. Mm. And the volunteer that was supposed to teach the class is the one that's leaving tomorrow for Joplin.
Oh.
So,
wow.
No class.
Jamie, how can we help, especially when there are these tragic situations kind of happening more often than anybody would like? And oftentimes, you know, there's fundraising efforts and ways that people can help financially and whatnot. How should people kind of prioritize helping out these tragedies if they can't help everyone?
Well, you know, the first thing is we're always looking for more good volunteers.
Okay.
And to be a volunteer, give us a call. We'll send an application in the mail. It's a small process. Then once it gets back, we do background checks, that type of thing. And then we get them on the road to classes. A lot of folks want to call and just come in and say, well, send me down there. I'm a nurse, or I'm trained in this or that. I can help. And it's not that easy. They have to take Red Cross classes throughout the United States. We all have the same classes. So no matter where I send my volunteers, if I say they're very good at damage assessment or logistics, wherever they're sent, it'll be the same forms, the same protocol, and it just works that way. And if you don't have the time or the patience to volunteer, we always accept donations. We've had many people call, I want to donate food, I want to donate clothing, I've got really good stuff, and it costs us more money to ship anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's not feasible. And yes, Red Cross does fundraising. That's probably one of the biggest things that we do. The reason being, we take the money, and wherever you designate it to, if you wanted to just designate it for the South tornadoes, or if you had a state in particular you wanted to send it to, that's where the money goes. And what that does, the folks receive it, they can buy exactly what they need.
Okay.
We can't see their needs from here. And it also helps jumpstart the economy in that area because we're starting to put money back in.
And then if you just wanted to, there's like a kitty for just disaster relief in as a whole too, right? So isn't that just, if you just went disaster relief and didn't designate a specific area, then that just goes into the kitty for all of the disasters.
Well, if you don't specify, it will actually stay in Champaign or Vermilion County. It will stay local.
Okay.
The only time it will go national is if you tell us national.
Okay.
So if there's nothing marked, it will stay right here where we're at.
Okay.
And help. And what that money does is we have folks that probably the biggest disaster we have locally are single home fires.
Okay.
And so we go on the scene when there is a house fire and help with food and clothing and put folks in a hotel for about 3 nights.
Yeah.
So, and there's different ways to donate money. We do have people that just stop in here and give us a check. The one thing that Red Cross has been successful at is the texting 90999 and it makes a $10 donation.
Okay.
Or you can even call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
And if you do the text, then again, that money would stay in Champaign County?
No. Now, if you do text the Red Cross, the 90999, that will go to National, and then they redirect it to whichever area needs it the most.
Okay. Okay. So
and right now we've got two. The money's being split up in between the South, and now it'll start in Joplin, Missouri.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. and we've had people just put a check in the mail to us.
Okay.
Like I said, then they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And just for an example, it doesn't have to be big. $3 would provide a comfort kit for somebody. And a comfort kit is a little baggie that has a toothbrush, toothpaste, a comb, the small, you know, shampoo, conditioner, shave cream, deodorant, soap, just the necessities that once your home is totally destroyed, you wish you had.
So even if you don't have a lot to give, it doesn't take much to make a big difference.
Nope. It helps with the money that we spend to provide hot meals to these folks. $6 would cover the cost of a blanket in the evenings, especially the folks that don't even want to leave their homes if they don't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
Blankets keep them warm.
Man, again, you know, sometimes you wake up on a Monday and you're grumpy and groggy. But you know, I said a prayer for the people who are dealing with so much today.
Oh,
I can't even imagine.
Absolutely, our thoughts and sympathies go out to all of these people. You're right. I mean, I don't think anything of turning the faucet on to brush my teeth because I know water's going to be there.
Yeah.
And just to take some of those simple things away, you know, it's hard on your life. And then, you know, you watch these folks on TV, and the folks that are reporting can't even talk. They're in tears because of the devastation.
I don't even know how, and I guess you get some mental toughness training when you become a Red Cross volunteer because, you know, you got to go and be strong. But, you know, you're seeing and experiencing the loss that these people are dealing with. And I just, you know, boy, I don't know if I'd be mentally tough enough.
Yeah, it is. It is tough. We have a class called Psychological First Aid, and it does help us to deal with that type of thing. And on a local, I have been responding to house fires, and I get there and I find out there's a fatality.
Mm.
And, you know, immediately, you know, you have to talk to the family members. It's hard. It's hard when there are bad things going on, and this whole town in Joplin has just been devastated.
When you know, how do you like and kids I think would be the toughest because they're scared. I mean, as
they
an
are.
Adult, I would be scared whenever there's a crack of thunder, and then they already had strong weather today.
Yes, I seen that on the news. Oh, you know, one of the things we like to do with the kids when there is a house fire or something this big, we have stuffed animals, and so it's something that they can keep and that they have in their hands, and it's theirs. And one thing we've been trying to do in Champaign County, and I'm going to work really hard on it this summer, is we have some books that have been given to us.
Okay.
And I would like to do some type of book drive because whether these kids are in a hotel for a few nights or whether they're stuck in a shelter, a book is something that can entertain them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Not technology.
Little thing.
It's a book.
Yeah.
Something to let them get their minds off their troubles.
Absolutely.
Jamie Davis, the American Red Cross Emergency Services Coordinator here in Central Illinois. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And it's 224 here at 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM.